And I'm happy to say that I've hit for the cycle. In the industry, that is. Now, whoa, wait a minute. You might be wondering what this is all about. Where is he going with this? You might be wondering, like, the property management industry hitting for the cycle?
Welcome to the Property Management Brainstorm Show with Bob Preston. Bob is the lead consultant and podcast host at Property Management Brainstorm, the consulting and strategic planning company dedicated to the property management industry. This podcast is for property managers and company owners seeking an in-depth look into current trends toward adding doors, growing recurring revenue, and building a high-profit property management business. You'll hear from leading professionals on hot topics, success stories, and strategies for expanding your company and assuring your property portfolios are managed efficiently. Now, here is your host, Bob Preston.
Hello, brainstormers. This is Bob Preston, your host, broadcasting from our Property Management Brainstorm studio in Del Mar, California. If you're new here, please subscribe so you get ongoing access to all of our great episodes. And if you like what you hear, we would really appreciate a positive review. Before we dive in today, I'd like to give a quick shout out to our amazing sponsors for helping to support our podcast: Z-Inspector, SureVestor, APM Help, VPM Solutions, RentScale, Second Nature, Showdigs, Blanket, and finally, today's feature sponsor, Upkeep Media. You'll hear a bit more about Upkeep Media in a brief mid-roll about halfway through this episode. I'm going to be flying solo today because I've got something important to talk about. It occurs to me I've never really taken the time to properly introduce myself and communicate my purpose behind my consulting business and podcast. So I'd like to take the time to do that. And the reason is that I've noticed a lot of social media posts lately and videos that colleagues in the industry are putting out that caution property management business owners to be careful about who they listen to and who they take advice from. Now, these individuals are creating noise and FUD and suggesting that some of those offering consulting services are not who they claim they are or don't have a proper depth of knowledge. Now, just to be clear, no one is saying that about me or has said that or aimed any of this at Property Management Brainstorm and me, at least that I know of. But it just makes me wonder, what's with that? And why are these individuals making these kind of comments? Is it perhaps that they're feeling threatened, that as the industry grows, many people are offering sage advice and mentoring who have different perspectives and things to share and different experiences perhaps than they do? I'm not really sure, but one thing I will never do is disparage perceived competition. The property management industry that I know is open to exchange of fresh ideas, always welcomes diversity and different people and different opinions, and also embraces change. So who am I? How would it be that I could claim that what I offer is better than what someone else is doing or to criticize another for their approach? I would just never do that. My first job out of college was with IBM, and they instilled that philosophy in all of their trainees to never disparage the competition. In fact, if an IBM employee would disparage competition, they could potentially be fired for that. Instead, IBM always advocated, hey, let's just be better or offer something nobody else can replicate. Now, this is the standard I followed through my career and still do today in my property management consulting business and podcast. I would never say anything bad about others in our industry who do what I do, even if deep down inside I may have an opinion, because I just believe there's room for many consultants and podcasters to offer their expertise, different perspectives, their opinions. And you know what? I prefer to talk about what makes Property Management Brainstorm different and why someone may want to work with us.
Are you looking to grow your company? Upkeep Media works with property management companies to help them grow their business. They have helped hundreds of companies add more properties under management through internet marketing and custom tailored marketing plans. They put a focus on helping property management companies succeed, and you can see proof of this with dozens of success stories on their website. They currently offer a free growth marketing session for anyone who signs up at upkeepmedia.com/growth. Upkeep Media gives you the edge that makes all the difference. Contact them today at info@upkeepmedia.com or call 1-800-418-9430.
Let's dive into this here. Those who are baseball fans, you may be familiar with the term hitting for the cycle. In baseball, hitting for the cycle is the accomplishment of one batter who hits a single, hits a double, hits a triple, and a home run in the same game. And if collecting all those hits in that order, that's known as a natural cycle. Now, cycles in Major League Baseball are quite rare. And it's also quite rare in the property management industry. And I'm happy to say that I've hit for the cycle in the industry, that is. Now, whoa, wait a minute. You might be wondering what this is all about. Where's he going with this? You might be wondering, like, in the property management industry, hitting for the cycle. Okay, so look, I'm drawing an analogy here, right? I'm kind of having some fun and coining the term in our industry by hitting the cycle in property management. And in our industry, I mean an individual who has started a property management company, built the business to a level of door count and profitability that attracts entities interested in acquiring the business, monetizing the sale through a liquidity event, and staying on with the acquiring company in a senior management capacity. And then finally, transitioning that job to someone else and being in a position to step away from that company to retire. Now, those individuals have hit for the cycle, touching all the bases, if you will. And there are not many of us in the industry. Well, I happen to be one of those who sit for the cycle, and I'm very proud of that accomplishment. I've been through all the stages of growing my former property management company, North County Property Group in San Diego, to profitability, packaging it up to be attractive to suitors, monetizing the value through the sale of the business to Pure Property Management, and then staying engaged at Pure in a senior role as the Western Regional Director overseeing around 30 branches and over 12,000 doors. Now, ultimately this August, after working with Pure for about a year and a half, I professionally passed the baton and transitioned my role to one of my direct reports. And this allowed me to step away from the company to pursue my consulting business and podcast on a full-time basis. So as such, I've had a chance in a very unique way to see my business through every phase, every stage, and understand what is required of a business owner in each. Now, I don't expect everyone to appreciate this accomplishment, and I may hear it from some now, right? Who say, oh, well, what's the big deal? I will never sell. I've heard that one before. Or why do you sell to those guys? I've heard that one before too. Well, you get the picture. And y'all who don't get it are certainly entitled to your opinion. That's fine. But I'll say this, that critics are confirmation that you are doing something right. And I believe that a property management brainstorm, we're doing something right. I've been through a lot, not only in the property management space, but also in my previous career as a Silicon Valley executive with two public offerings under my belt. I have precious knowledge and insights to share. I love coaching, mentoring others, developing staff members and people who want to listen and learn. And this has translated into a robust consulting practice for me that many property management clients I have are already taking advantage of. So there you have it. That's a bit more about Bob Preston and Property Management Brainstorm. Thanks so much for listening today. I'm here to help any takers who are interested in growing and making a great property management company. I would love to hear your story, how you got into property management, and how I might be able to face the challenges with you and your growth objectives for your business. For more information on our services and how to reach me, you can visit our company website, propertymanagementbrainstorm.com. I really hope we have a chance to connect. And until then, please keep coming back for more on the Property Management Brainstorm podcast, and we'll catch you next time. As we wrap up today, I'd like to make a quick plug to our listeners to click on the subscribe button, give us a like, and if you would, please pay it forward with a positive review. Thank you for tuning in to Property Management Brainstorm, where we are always working hard to find new ways to advance the property management industry, and we will catch you next time.